On today's feature of Make Shift Happen, we're very honored to have Oneganu Nicole Tornquist. She is the Oneganu of the Junior Chief and Council of Opaskwayak Cree Nation. Nicole, I'm sure you're very busy. Thank you for taking time out to do this today.
Thank you for having me.
Nicole, tell me a little bit about your background and how you got involved in politics and organization volunteer work.
I got involved with politics because I wanted to make a difference for the youth, and I needed to find a platform for myself. And then while I was doing that and I was looking for things to do, I realized that the Junior Chief and Council nominations were coming up within my community. And I decided, you know what, maybe I will run. I'll run for Junior Chief and I'll see if I get in. So I ran and I was elected in. And then from there, I started doing volunteer work when I was probably about 14 to 15. I used to help my mom fundraise with my brother's hockey teams and stuff like that. So I started fundraising and all that at a very young age. And it's just been something that I've enjoyed. It's something that I like doing. I find it something that I'm very good at.
So let's talk a little bit more about your role as Oneganu of the OCN Junior Council. What does your role involve within the group, and how many other youths are involved in that organization?
Well, I'm a representation for the youth of Opaskwayak Cree Nation, and I do my best to listen to what they want and that they need within the community, and I bring it to the table at the meetings, and we talk about it with the Junior Chief and Council and how we can make it happen, and just making sure that our youth in Opaskwayak Cree Nation are getting everything that they deserve.
So can you describe the type of decisions that you could make and the projects that your group takes ownership of?
So the types of decisions that we can make are what we do with the youth within the community. So if we want to put on fundraisers, if we want to put on youth nights, youth engagement, stuff like that. The projects that we take ownership of are mostly the projects that we have started as a group, and it's not something that another entity has started and asked us to join. We have 7 people on Junior Chief and Council. We have 6 Junior Oneganuk and myself.
Is there one project that's especially near to your heart, Nicole, that you feel that you want to see come to life? And if so, how do you see this evolving?
A project near and dear to my heart would be our fundraising, because our fundraising allows us to give back to the youth. Whether we just do it as a free contest or we find ways to get them to engage within the community and be positive role models, and we give back to them that way.
Okay, if you had one message to say to the youth of today, what would that be?
Dream big. Anything is possible. You can do anything you set your mind to, and you are all so amazing and awesome, and you definitely will change this world.
Nicole Tornquist, the Oneganu of Junior Chief and Council of Opaskwayak Cree Nation, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for making a big difference, making shift happen in this community.
Thank you.